It's business time. It's business. It's business time. I know what you're trying to say.
6:45 and coming up after 7, Dan Hampton. You're familiar? Hall of Famer? Hamp will be on. He'll be talking to us about killing kickers.
No. We're past that.
Oh, we are?
We're defensive coordinator only. That's the only talk we can have about Bears
and
now.
And playoffs. It's...
No.
I thought Hamp was lobbying in Springfield to make it legal to kill kickers.
Defensive coordinator, and then we all go to bed for 6 months, 8 months, and then we come back.
Yeah, Justin doesn't want to talk football because he gave it up.
I don't want to talk football.
You know, the idea that you're not going to watch the games this weekend is preposterous.
I'm done. I'm done.
Wait for the
season's over.
The conference weekend is fantastic. Well, the divisional playoff weekend is fantastic. This is the last weekend of 4 games.
Yeah.
Correct.
I've been doing something. I'll ice skate. Do something else.
All right. Good luck to you. I'm not buying it. The download for Chicago business. Look, it's hard enough to start a business, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to start a business, and then you go with a business that's got a little traditional, but really is a non-traditional business. You're
really
taking a chance.
Today, the download of Chicago business, which is sponsored by Signature Bank, we talk to entrepreneurs and business leaders in Chicago, get their stories so we can better understand ours. We do it every Friday here on the Steve Cochran Show. Today, a new place opened up in Chatham in the 8500 block of Cottage Grove. It's called Shy Pizza Pie. Now, that's easy, right? That's a
pizza.
Gets you an idea that it's a pizza shop. But this is something that brings together both pizza and art. And both of the co-owners are in studio. Alex Tadros and Brandon Bro are here. Both of you guys have had a lot of experience in Chicago doing different things besides pizza places and art galleries. And I welcome you both to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So I love this idea. This idea of Shy Pizza Pie is really more than just a pizza shop. Where does it come from, Alex?
You know, it's been about 2 years in the works, and we really wanted to do something that inspired people, that was completely different than just the normal type of restaurant that opens in the area. I met Brandon through a mutual friend, and I kind of just had some preliminary conceptual ideas, and within 10 minutes of meeting, he had some extra ideas, and it just really took off from there and became what it is.
And so it's a restaurant, it's a pizza restaurant. I want to make it clear. It's a pizza place it's a basketball themed, which it looks great. The pictures look great.
Yeah, it's kind of sports themed. I kind of say it has like a winner mentality. There's Muhammad Ali posters. There's just a whole bunch of, I guess, more sports themed than anything, but it's probably more centrally basketball.
And Brandon, let's bring you in. A longtime artist in Chicago. You've been involved in a lot of great stuff, including the album art for Chance the Rapper. Where do you come into this? What is your interest in this? And talk about the gallery space.
Well, my interest is art and culture, and then Southside. I'm from the area, from Chatham. I went to school in Chatham. So I'm just interested in Chicago art and seeing different opportunities for people to engage in art and be active as a community in that space.
How do you combine the two, Alex?
You know, I just wanted to do something completely different. You know, a lot of places open, and I wanted to do something, I guess, more than just food. And I kind of believe that business and kind of social entrepreneurship should be more intertwined than it is. So I wanted to do something that was different and kind of makes a difference in the community and people's lives, and it kind of just snowballed and came together perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing for everybody, but visually, what's it look like?
It's very bright. There's a lot of colors going on in there, and that's kind of cool. I think people like that. So, I mean, it's a lot of red and black. It's bold stuff.
Do you wander from dinner to the invisible space, or do you incorporate the two?
They are separate. We keep the doors open where people can walk in whenever they want.
Okay.
But, you know, we're kind of trying to keep it where it's integrated with it, but it's also separate. So, you know, there's going to be private events in there and stuff. So we want to keep it where it's inclusive, but separate if someone wants it to be separate.
Alex, before you were connected with Brandon, did you want to target that neighborhood? Or did Brandon bring the...
Yeah, actually, my family owns the development. So, you know, someone was asking, did we look at other locations? And we actually built this concept specifically for this location. It wasn't like we wanted to do something and then we looked around and said, what's a good location? We actually built the concept around the location.
So you guys know this. This is going to be great for you, Brandon, because there's not a lot of people going, you know what would be great? If I could throw a whole bunch of money at art, you know, that's not exactly a solid business thing where people go for it. So this is risky for Alex and the family and stuff. I mean, he's taking a chance on you guys as well.
It's new, you know, and I think that there's not a whole lot of opportunities, like you said, for things like this to come together. And for me, the connection between the two is an interesting community.
So, I think it's absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so Shop Pizza Pie, there's a 5% employee profit sharing. And in an invisible space, we do community-based activities like yoga and meditation, things like that. So I think that's the real connection.
That's cool. And that's cool. There's something about, you know, because you'll hear this in all Chicago neighborhoods, that there will be community centers and there will be centers of that you'll find in buildings, a brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. But what it really is the restaurants. It's the places, the neighborhood spots that people go to and they spend their money. They keep it local. In this case, it seems like it's the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I would say so. I think that having artwork to see, having merchandise based on the community, based on those that positive outlook, and then also having the sit down atmosphere for family where you can come and you can have some great food.
You know, I want to ask a question because Chatham was in the news because Target left and is in the process of. This was something that made big news in Chicago, and there's been a lot of protests around removing that specific business from the Chatham neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It sends some people who aren't familiar with the neighborhood. They think that it's blighted. They think, oh, well, that, you know, a Target in a poor neighborhood. But that's not necessarily the case. I think Chatham always gets a bad rap for being on the south side of Chicago, but it's a middle-class black neighborhood that has a lot of businesses. It has challenges like every neighborhood in Chicago, but how do you see Chatham, and how do you see this fitting in, especially against the narrative of Target leaving that neighborhood?
Yes, I was raised in Chatham, and it has been a place, it's always been a place where the neighbors and the community really cared. You know, the black clubs, they were just that presence always. So, you know, I feel like this is just another phase of the area. There's so many committed people, and I think people mean that must mean bad for business in that area. But there's so many other businesses and people that are committed to that area that it's just another phase is how I see it.
You know, we're in the business of marketing businesses as well. Obviously, that's how we pay the bills. I would assume, though, a business that's unique like yours, there's got to be a lot of community buzz. You've been open for a little less than a month.
A soft launch.
Yeah. What's the reaction?
People really love it. It's something so different aesthetically and also food-wise in the area. People are excited about it. I've had people come up to me and say, like, thank you so much for bringing to this area. So, yeah. I mean, there's an energy when people walk in that they realize that this is something completely different that really hasn't been done.
Yeah. Okay, so all of that is great. I mean, I think different, new, unique, all that stuff is great. It's positive. Yeah. But what's the big challenge here? What's the challenge for this business on Cottage Grove? At the end of the day, you need to make money. What is the biggest challenge so far in the just a very short time that you've been open?
The cold weather. That's been a little bit of the challenge. Really just...
could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
It's January, right?
Getting people in and, you know, putting something out there that's so different. Sometimes there's people that embrace it and jump in and they want to be there all the time. And sometimes people feel like, whoa, they need to almost, you know, settle in and give it some
walk
time.
Walk by it a few times and think, am I ready to go in there?
That's exactly
what's
right.
This art gallery that, you know, throws people. They like to go where they know.
But I think the message for entrepreneurs is if you got a concept that everybody's telling you is a little nutty, a little out there, dive in. If you're passionate, you believe in it, that's a big first step to getting it done. And by the way, I've got a 3-year-old granddaughter who's pretty good when we take her out to dinner, and she'll you know, draw pictures and stuff. I'm just saying, perfect opportunity. Pizza, artwork, right over to you, Brandon. Frame it, put it on the wall, baby. You're good to go.
Alex Dodros and Brandon Bro are the guys behind Shy Pizza Pie, which is on Cottage Grove. It's 8,500 block, right?
8,548.
Cottage Grove in the Chatham neighborhood in Chicago. The grand opening is coming up here February 9th. Right now it's in soft launch. You can find out the information online. I'm looking forward to you guys having a long, sustained career.
Yeah, it's cool. Good for
Chatham.
You.
And thanks for coming and being a guest on the Download Chicago Business.
Absolutely. Thanks to your family, Alex, for diving in.
Thank you.
So good.